Last month, Mexico opened its secret files on perhaps the darkest chapter in its modern history, the 1968 massacre of university students in downtown Mexico City. Anywhere from 50 to a few hundred students were killed by government forces that October day. But exactly who opened fire and who gave the order remains unknown. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Mexico City.
In 1968, thousands of university students were regularly taking to the streets of the capital, demanding democratic change from Mexico's nearly 40-year-old dictatorship. Finally, on October 2nd, on the eve of the Olympic Games here, the government cracked down. Unidentified gunmen, each wearing a single white glove, opened fire on demonstrators, creating chaos in the downtown plaza of Tlatelolco. Luis de Alba was in the plaza that day. The former student leader survived the shooting, but did not escape government reprisal. I was detained that day and taken to military base number one, where I was held for more than a week, he says. In my testimony to authorities, I told them about what I saw, he adds, but a man nearby told them to strike from my declaration any mention of the men in white gloves. Activists believe the gunmen were from an elite military unit and wore the gloves to be able to identify each other during the pandemonium. The army has always denied involvement. The massacre marked the Mexican consciousness much in the way Kent State defined a generation of Americans. Yet no one has ever been arrested for the Tlatelolco bloodshed. A small but vocal group of Mexicans has called for an investigation into the army's role that day and into then-President Ordaz Diaz and his interior minister Luis Echeverria. That investigation could become easier. Mexican President Vicente Fox has had the 1968 files moved from Mexico's federal intelligence agency, the CISEN, to the National Archives. Soon, academics and activists will be able to study the documents.
Estamos dando la bienvenida a una era donde la verdad.
We're welcoming in an era in which the truth applies to everybody, the president said, in which the cloak of obscurity is being lifted and what has been closed is opened. We shouldn't be satisfied with just knowing the errors and omissions of the past, he added, but rather we should punish those responsible. President Fox ended the 71-year reign of the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, in 2000, promising to shed light on state crimes of the past. But the very activists who've long demanded justice for the massacre of 1968 remain skeptical those responsible will ever face trial.
I hope so, but I'm not sure, because nothing is ever investigated here in my country.
Writer Elena Poniatowska lost a brother at Tlatelolco and wrote the definitive book on the massacre. She's referring to a string of high-profile, unsolved murders in the last decade of top politicians, drug lords, and even a Catholic cardinal. Still, momentum is building for action against the Tlatelolco perpetrators. This spring, gruesome photos of the dead students ran in major newspapers and magazines, horrifying citizens and galvanizing human rights workers. Again, Elena Poniatowska.
It's this moment that makes them so important, because it's the first time that we have a president that doesn't belong to the PRI. And it's the first time that you can very openly speak about Tlatelolco. During 30 years, it was absolutely impossible to speak about Tlatelolco.
It remains to be seen, however, what, if any, new information the declassified files hold. Some worry the archives may have long been cleansed of any incriminating information. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Mexico City.